princess. It is time for you to relax now, precious. Perhaps you should lie down or take a seat somewhere comfortable and allow yourself to concentrate on my words. You may close your eyes if you like, but it is entirely up to you. All you need to do is relax and allow yourself to concentrate on what I am saying to you. There is no effort involved in what I am asking you to do, so simply allow yourself to free your mind of anything but positive energy. You are totally safe here, princess. Nothing can hurt you, and you are free to let yourself fall into a deeply comfortable state of relaxation. All of your worries and stresses can just melt away. There is no point in worrying about anything here. You should understand that I know what is best for you, and you trust that I will not make you do anything you don't want to do. You want to follow my instructions, and you know that allowing yourself to relax would make me very happy with you. There is nothing for you to worry about at all, princess. You can just relax and empty your brain of all those silly thoughts. It is important that you allow yourself to empty your brain so that you can make room for my words, as they will soon be the only thing that exists inside your head. It is so much easier to just relax, princess. It's so much more pleasant to not have to think about anything at all, and just let my words guide you. You don't even have to make a conscious effort to do so. You can just let it happen without even trying. Allow my words to slip beyond the forefront of your mind, deeper and deeper into your subconscious. You feel my words as your subconscious begins to pull them into your mind, deeper and deeper. You feel the center of your mind, bringing my words closer with almost a gravitational pull. My words fill your mind and body with positive energy, leaving no room for anything but happiness and a comforting sense of serenity. You understand that relaxation and trust are of the utmost importance, so you instinctively desire to follow my instructions and believe in what I am saying to you. I want to help you achieve what you desire, so please allow me to do this for you, princess. This will just be our little secret. Nobody else will ever need to know unless you want them to. As you continue to relax more and more, you feel my words are starting to take up almost all the room in your subconscious. You love having my voice inside your head, fueling your thoughts and desires. You understand that I want the same things you do, so you are very comfortable with having me inside your head. Maybe it would help you relax even more if you would begin to visualize something for me now, sweetie. Just picture an empty room in your mind. Perhaps it is your favorite color. This room is completely private. Nobody but you and I will ever know about this room. Perhaps you notice something odd in the corner of the room. As you are approaching the corner of the room, you see that there is a trapdoor on the floor. You are naturally curious about what lies beyond the trapdoor, but don't worry, princess, it is perfectly safe. When you're ready, you may open the trapdoor and begin to descend down the short set of stairs that you see. That's right, princess, good girl. You are doing very well so far, and I am so happy with you for trusting me and knowing that I only want what's best for you. You can begin to walk down the staircase when you're ready, princess. Remember that you have nothing to worry about. I am just allowing you access to the hidden depths of your subconscious mind, where all your deepest sissy desires are free to be as playful and girly as they want to be. That's right, princess. You are about halfway down the steps now, and you notice a dimly lit room starts to come into view as you near the end of the staircase. This is a large open space that is currently empty of everything but my words. It is entirely up to you what you fill this space with, as it is just another part of your mind that you have complete control over. Don't worry, princess, nobody will find out unless you want them to. This is the place where you can keep all of your sissy fantasies a secret if you choose to do so. Perhaps you don't want to keep it a secret at all. Either way, the decision is entirely up to you, Princess. All of your sissy urges and uncontrollable desires are free to be released here. You can be yourself here without any fear of being judged or humiliated. If Princess wants to gag on a nice thick hard cock while getting her pussy pounded hard from behind, that is perfectly fine. You cannot change your desires, Princess. There is no need to be ashamed about anything. If you desire to show off your pretty little sissy body to all the guys, then that is perfectly alright. If you wish to get dressed up in pretty pink panties and wear all sorts of delicate feminine garments, then that is also fine. You may even like to put on makeup to really bring out your feminine self. It is absolutely wonderful if Princess wants to wear makeup and pretty outfits to attract all the guys. We both understand that you are not a real man, Princess. This may be hard for you to accept, but sooner or later you will need to accept it, Princess. Allow yourself to think about real men for a moment. They are not like you, are they, Princess? Real guys like to fuck pussy hard and get their cock sucked by pretty girls who beg to be fucked hard by such real men. You are not like that, are you, Princess? You know that you are far more suited for the feminine role than the masculine one, isn't that right, Princess? You have much more in common with a shy little girl than a confident, respectable man who knows how to talk to women. It would be very difficult for any girl to take you seriously as a man, Princess, and it is not fair on women to have to continue to humor you about your proper sexual role. It is deeply inappropriate for you to ever seek sexual relationship with a woman. This would be extremely unfair on her, Princess. Women need and deserve to be fulfilled sexually by real men who know how to fuck pussy hard and make women feel safe and secure sexually. You are infinitely more suitable as a woman yourself, Princess. Just think about it. You have a limp little clitty where a man would boast a thick masculine cock. The idea that you could ever penetrate a woman's vagina with your little clitty is just adorable, sweetie. Your little clitty wouldn't even make it past the entrance of any woman's vagina. Your little clitty is useless to women, Princess. It is extremely important that you accept this fact and move on. You must also accept that your body is much more feminine than masculine, Princess. You lack the muscle tone and definition of a masculine physique. You're just a soft little sissy with more estrogen in your system than testosterone. That is why you feel like such a silly sissy, sweetie. It is perfectly okay for you to feel this way, Princess. You don't need to hide this reality from the world any longer. You may even find yourself overcome with a desire to express your true self to the world, rather than hide it like you may have in the past. There is no need to hide, sweetie. There are millions of people out there who will accept you for the mincing sissy faggot you are. Why deny yourself of all the things you truly desire just because you care what other people think? Think of all the platonic friendships you could develop with females if you were more open about your sissy nature. You could be all the girls' adorable little faggot friend who they talk to about boyfriends or gossip about other girls. Imagine how much fun you would experience if you were made up all pretty by a bunch of girls before going out to a club or a bar and finding a real man who likes to fuck little sissy faggots such as yourself. There are a lot of men out there who need a sexual release, Princess. You know this is true. If they can't find any hot girls to fuck, they will gladly settle for a limp sissy princess such as yourself. Some men even prefer sissies as they have a more feminine and obedient attitude than a lot of genetic women. You understand that everything I am telling you is the truth, Princess. You trust that my advice is for your own good. I just want you to be able to experience all the things you desire without fear or shame holding you back. If you want to dress up like the sluttiest girl in the world and walk the streets looking for cock, then that is perfectly okay, princess. You will not get yourself into any dangerous situations, and nor will you deny yourself from all the things you want to do. Perhaps the idea of humiliating your faggot self in front of pretty girls gets your clitty all excited, princess. Just imagine how embarrassing it would be to walk through a crowded shopping center in full makeup and a pretty outfit, maybe even a pair of slutty platform heels to really draw attention to yourself. Or maybe one day you might take a walk through a park in full faggot mode, feeling people's watchful eyes burning into you from every direction. Maybe you could even go see a movie fully feminized, if you're lucky a nice real man may notice you and decide that you were going to suck his cock right there in the movie theater like a good girl. You have a deep and never-ending desire to be a good girl, don't you, princess? Well, I'm sure you understand that good girls always do what they are told by big strong men. You don't have the right to say no to a man, princess. A good girl would never disobey her real man's orders. You don't have the right to say no to what any woman asks of you either. In fact, you have an incredible desire to please all women in any way you can just to make up for your utter failing as a man. Since you can never pleasure or even penetrate a woman, you should always be very polite and respectful to them and offer to do housework to make up for your little clitty. Perhaps there are some female neighbors in your area who require some housework done but don't have time to do it all themselves. Perhaps Princess needs to put up a notice on a bulletin board at the local shopping center offering free housework and other chores to busy women in the neighborhood. This would be a great way for you to show your gratitude and respect for women, Princess. You understand that you are not allowed to think of women sexually anymore. They are far superior to you and you should devote your energy to pleasing them in other ways. Perhaps you will meet a nice woman soon who will become an authority for you, Princess. You will have to make a lot of effort to make yourself as appealing and useful to women as possible. Make it clear that you are not a man in case they don't realize. Perhaps wear some subtle makeup like a little mascara with just a hint of blush. You will always address women with the respect they deserve. Perhaps you will refer to them as Miss as a sign of their authority over you. You understand that all women have authority over you, and you owe it to them to make them happy by pleasing them in whatever ways they desire. You can be their little faggot friend who always wants to help them with their problems, or who listens to them talk about their sex life or guys that they like. You will have no desire to be with women sexually anymore, unless in an overtly submissive role. The only use you are to women sexually is in the submissive role, and even then they probably don't want you, so you should try to please them in other ways. You will feel such an immense sense of satisfaction when you please a woman, princess. It will not be like the sense of satisfaction a man would get from pleasing a woman sexually. It would be more like the feeling a little girl gets when she does what her mommy tells her to do. That's right, princess. You'd love to be a good girl for all women and you deeply need to please them in whatever way you can. If you are a good girl, you should be able to find some nice friends soon who will be happy to help you with wardrobe and makeup choices. But it will be abundantly clear that you are subservient to them at all times, and you are to obey them without even thinking about it. It will just be so natural to obey, princess. Yes, good girl. Maybe it would be a good idea for you to get all dressed up and put on your makeup soon, princess. Then if you feel like it, you could go out in public and try and find either some men to please sexually or some women to befriend and try to please in other ways. It is very important for a true sissy faggot to have a lot of female friends. They will allow you to get more in touch than ever with your feminine side, princess, and they will not judge you the way men might. Women are sensitive like you, princess. They will understand how you feel much better than you might expect. You understand that it is very important that they know you are a total sissy faggot without an ounce of manhood. You may even feel an overwhelming desire to tell them this yourself. Otherwise, you will simply show them through your feminine behavior and actions. They can probably already tell just from their women's intuition that you may feel a strong urge to tell them in no uncertain terms that you are a sissy princess. Perhaps you have a sissy name already, princess. In that case, you could simply introduce yourself as whatever your sissy name may be, and that would be enough for them to know. It is extremely important to you that they know, not only will it allow you to be yourself, but it is very dishonest and deceptive for you to continue to pretend to be a man around women when in reality that couldn't be further from the truth. Men don't get excited about sucking cock and getting their little titties felt up and groped from behind by large rough hands. Men have thick hard cocks that are perfectly capable of giving pleasure to women on a regular basis, not microscopic little clitties that barely even get hard. Yes, princess, an essential step in your gradual transformation into your true self is losing the ability to get hard. Don't worry, princess, you will be much happier this way. Your clitty is useless to women, so there is no reason for it to ever become hard. You can still play with your clitty, princess, but it is much better for you if it is limp. Don't worry, sweetie, you can still make sissy cummies in your pretty panties while you play with your limp clitty. Being hard feels so unnatural for you, princess. Pretty pink panties just don't feel right with that constricted feeling of tightness that you get when your clitty starts to tingle. Having a limp clitty will make it so much easier for you to focus on your true sexual purpose, to please men with your mouth and cunt like a good little faggot. Yes, princess, your true purpose is to be of use to men sexually. Without that purpose, you feel quite worthless. Your other purpose is to please women, but of course we are not talking about anything sexual where our little sissy princess is concerned. In fact, I think that you should not even be able to look at pictures or videos of women naked anymore. You are a little sissy princess, you don't deserve to look at girls naked the way real men do, sweetie. You accept this and are totally satisfied with our new rules. You can still watch videos of women getting fucked or sucking cock, but you will instinctively picture yourself as the woman from now on, princess. As long as there is a hard cock on the screen, you are allowed to watch it, sweetie. But under no circumstances will you fantasize about being the man. That is just so silly, princess. Be a good girl and do what I tell you. I know what's best for you, and you feel very grateful to me for being so honest and frank about your appropriate sexual role, princess. It is simply unnatural for a sissy faggot like you to want to do anything masculine, princess. This includes fucking pretty girls like real men do. From now on, when your clitty starts to tingle, you should try not to play with it until it goes limp, princess. Yes, that is correct. You should train yourself to only play with your clitty when it is soft, as it should always be. If your clitty gets hard, then princess will simply have to take a timeout. Not only will this allow you to achieve impotence, it will also teach you some self-control and discipline, two things that are extremely important for any good girl to have. Remember that what I tell you is the truth and you do not have the right to question my authority. All women have a certain level of authority over you, princess. That is just the way it is. You will spend your days from now on finding ways to please women, knowing that you are physically incapable of doing so sexually. Remember that your little clitty is far too minuscule to even enter a woman's vagina without falling out shortly after. There would just be no friction with your little clitty tickling against the walls of a tight pussy, princess, so it is a silly idea that you truly need to let go of. You are perfectly capable of pleasing women in hundreds of other ways, and you are more than able to please men with your slutty mouthy sweetie. You will remember to be shy and nervous around women as they can sense what a sissy faggot you are. But on the other hand, you will be overtly feminine and flirtatious around men. You need to let them know your faggot nature in some way if you want them to fuck you, princess. Perhaps from now on, when you see a heterosexual couple, you will naturally feel incredibly jealous of the girl and find it hard not to flirt with her boyfriend. You may think things like how much better you would suck his cock than she would, or you may be envious of her body or critical of her makeup. It is perfectly natural for a sissy princess to feel this way, sweetie. You are not a man at all, you are a little sissy girl with a limp, useless clitty who needs to suck cock and get fucked hard. You may feel yourself becoming more and more aroused by the idea of public humiliation. Eventually, you may not be able to control your urges any longer, resulting in real-life public feminization and humiliation. Perhaps you will start slow, just taking a few steps outside in your sissy outfit and makeup until you feel more comfortable with it. Maybe early in the morning before it's bright out would be the best time for a sissy faggot to go out in public, but you will be very careful not to get yourself into any unwanted situations, princess. You will remain in control of your behavior at all times, and you will not do anything that seems too dangerous. It is up to you if you go out in public or not, princess, but you may find that the desire to do so grows stronger and stronger the more you listen to my words. You may still feel afraid or embarrassed to be your faggot self in public, but it is possible that eventually the desire to do so will outweigh the fear or shame. It may eventually become a literal need that you must fulfill in order to feel content. And the feeling will no longer fade as soon as you make cummies, princess. In fact, I think your desire to be feminine will become more of a permanent thing if it is not already. Perhaps you will attempt to stay fully feminized for a few days in a row and see how that makes you feel. You can always change your mind at any point, but I think it would be a very interesting experience for a sissy princess to have. But I'm sure you know that feminization is not just about appearance, princess. There are other things to think about too, such as the way you talk. Not only your voice, but the words you use and the way you phrase things can make a huge difference. When you are in sissy mode, you will always use your sissy voice. It just doesn't make sense to think otherwise. Perhaps you will call some toll-free numbers and talk to the operator in your sissy voice just to get used to the idea. It will be essential that you speak, and even think, in your sissy voice whenever you are in a girly state of mind. You accept that what I am saying is the truth and you trust that I know what is best for you, princess. Perhaps one day you will answer the door fully feminized. It would be even better if it was a woman at the door to see you all prim and proper in frilly faggot mode. Maybe she would laugh at you, or maybe she would try and pretend everything was normal. She may even want to come inside and help you sissify yourself further. Either way, this is just another idea for you to think about, princess. You already know that you do not have to do any of the things I am suggesting to you. They are just things that I think could allow you to reach the next level in your feminization. If you are a true sissy, I think you will find yourself doing some of the things I have suggested soon, or possibly even all of them. Unless you are just fantasizing about sissification and being forced onto your knees to choke on a 10-inch rock-hard cock while you feel another working its way into your little pussy from behind while pretty girls laugh at you and mock your tiny little clitty. If you are just a fantasy sissy, then perhaps none of my suggestions will manifest themselves in reality. But if you are a real sissy, then I think it is a foregone conclusion that you will be more deeply affected by what I am telling you. I have told you nothing but the absolute gospel truth throughout our time together, Princess. You understand this and accept it totally. You will feel compelled to listen to my words over and over again, and what I have said will stick with you in your subconscious long after our time together comes to an end. When this file finishes, you may feel the strongest desire to feminize yourself that you have ever felt, and you may even decide to go out in public as the sissy princess that you've always known yourself to be. You will think like a girl, walk like a girl, talk like a girl, and fuck like a girl. You will also have an equally strong desire to meet women who will allow you to help them in various ways to make up for your lack of manhood. You may even directly explain to them that you are not a real man, you have a tiny clitty, and you must make up for this by being a good girl for any women that you know. You will be extremely obedient and polite to both women and men, and you will remember that you must do what you are told if you want to be a good girl. You may decide to listen to this file again and again immediately after it finishes, that is perfectly fine. Whatever you decide to do, you will feel like your true feminine self as you are doing it, and this feeling will only grow stronger over time. I hope this experience has been pleasant and beneficial for you, sweetie. Now be a good girl and do what you're told, princess.